Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 135 on October 10th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Ambac Financial Group, Pinterest, and Comcast. And then we discuss three new trades on TG Therapeutics, SunPower Corporation, and the United States Natural Gas Fund ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. The equity markets had their strongest week since early June of this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 904 points, closing at 28,586 points. The S&P 500 index gained 128 points this week, finishing the week at 3,477 points. So here we are approaching our highs of 2020 once again. So we've had a strong stock market. So now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic this week is one that was sent to me from one of you guys. And the question is really about, you know, how else can I use this options information? Like, is it only for stock options? And so the topic this week is really about multiple asset classes. You can trade options on multiple asset classes. If you understand options and you understand the things that we discuss on the show and some of the basics, and then of course you can add things and make them more complicated, but either way, there are more than just stock options out there. So obviously, stock options are the most popular options to trade, and typically plain vanilla options, meaning simple call options, simple puts, and then making combinations of them. There is a world of exotic options that we don't discuss on the show, but all sorts of path-dependent options are out there that get really more, quite a bit more advanced. But on this show, we talk about plain vanilla options on stock, and that is stock and ETF. I speak of ETF, exchange-traded funds, similarly to stock options. So they're the most popular and the most understood. There are also options on futures and commodities. For instance, many of the guys that I used to work with at the CBOE, the Chicago Board Options Exchange, moved over to trading in the corn option and some of the other commodity and agricultural option pits across the street at the Board of Trade. You can trade options on currency and foreign exchange trading. So, you know, you can trade options on, let's say, the British pound or on the Japanese yen or on the Chinese yuan. There are a number of things. And then, of course, options on cryptocurrency. And I think I let the cat out of the bag a couple weeks ago. I mentioned that I also trade for a cryptocurrency startup. And it's funny, this week we were actually speaking to a guy who has created an options exchange for cryptocurrencies. And they're plain vanilla options. It's all the stuff that we talk about on this show just applied to the cryptocurrency market. So the main thing is, if you understand options, you truly can take that knowledge into a number of different other markets. The biggest thing that you have to understand and you have to be aware of is that there's always this thing called settlement. So some options expire into they're into cash, meaning the difference between what you paid and then the value of that spread or that option at the end of the time period, you receive cash for that. And many of the stock options, they expire into stock. And then to capture the full profit, you have to turn around and sell that stock, right? So that's, I'm going to call that settlement by delivery. Delivery meaning it delivers into the underlying, So if the underlying is stock, it might deliver into the underlying. If the underlying is futures, sometimes it expires into a futures contract. And the futures contract, this is sort of like double expiration, because futures contracts also have a time element, and thus they expire typically into a commodity or some sort of receipt of the underlying. So you have to be aware of that. Most currency options are going to expire into cash that you can, cash for the options. And then cryptocurrency, sometimes you're expiring into the cryptocurrency itself. There are a few folks out there that are working on cash settlement for those options too. So you can take this information to a number of different markets. You just have to understand the differences in when expiration is, and understand the differences in the types of settlement, just so that you don't end up getting into something that you didn't know or didn't understand. So that's it for this week's topic of the week. Thank you guys for emailing questions. Feel free to send more of those questions, so I can make sure that the topic of the week is covering questions that you actually have, and really speak to your sort of education and improvement. All right, so let's get into the trade review from last week's trades. And last week, if you remember, this was the last week that we'd be trading in October, or October expiration options, because October expiration is only 7 days away right now. So we'll start off with the covered call. We're looking at the option, we looked at Ambac Financial Group, symbol A as in Alpha, M as in Mike, B as in Bravo, C as in Charlie. The stock at the time was trading for $13.58, and we looked at buying stock and selling that October 15 call at 35 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 13% in 2 weeks. Well, Ambac stock lost 11 cents this week, closing at $13.47 per share. The call option that we sold has lost 15 cents if you were to lift the offer. So we made a net profit of 4 cents on this trade. Now, truthfully, the market on this option is zero bid at 20 cents. And at this point, you would let the option expire worthless this week and keep the full 35 cents that you collected for selling the option. Then, if you really believe in this trade, you can also sell the November 15 strike call option for around 75 cents. So that would actually roll the risk from October straight on into November. Now, assuming stock stays in this range, and assuming the option values were to hold, you'd be bringing in a total of $1.20 in option premium for this same stock that was originally trading for $13.50 per share, roughly. So that's nearly a 10% gain just on the option premium. Plus, you'd still hope to see this stock run up to $15 per share before November expiration. Now, there are a lot of options to consider here. So even if you did nothing, the option is going to expire worthless in a few days, leading to a profit in the overall trade. So you'll obviously want the stock price to trend higher to lock in profit there too. Our next trade from last week was a credit spread on Pinterest, symbol P as in Papa, I as in India, N as in November, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $43.82 per share. We looked at selling the October 43 half, 43 put spread at 16 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Now, Pinterest stock fell 43 cents per share this week, closing at $43.39 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now at the money, and if you were to buy it back, you would actually lock in a loss of 23 cents per spread. Now, I immediately want to sell a call spread with strikes higher than my put spread so that I can turn this trade into an iron condor. So you can sell the October 44 half call spread at 16 cents, which narrows your loss down to 7 cents per spread. And since we only have one more week in October, I kind of see this as your best bet for this trade. Now, of course, you can always simply close the trade and lock in the 23-cent loss by buying the spread back. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread on Comcast. We looked at Comcast symbol, C as in Charlie, M as in Mike, C as in Charlie, S as in Sierra, A as in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $45.15 per share. I looked at buying that October 44 half 45 call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents or a 56.25% return in 2 weeks. Well, Comcast stock fell 30 cents per share this week, closing at $44.85 per share. The in-the-money spread, the in-the-money call spread we bought is now at the money. So we have two at-the-money spreads, the Comcast and the Pinterest. Now, if you were to sell this spread, you would lock in a loss of 15 cents per spread. However, we know better than to do that because we understand options. With expiration only a week away, right? It's nearby. You have to consider what the intrinsic value is of both of these options. So you have one option. You own one option that's in the money and one option that's out of the money. If stock stays here or even moves higher, you'll be able to make money on this trade. Since you own the October 44 half call, you know that it is 35 cents in the money right now. You only pay 32 cents for this spread, which means that you still have a 3 cent profit on this trade due to the intrinsic value of that in the money option. The October 45 call would expire worthless in 5 days. So at this point, you want to hold on to this spread and just see how the stock pans out this week. I wouldn't make any adjustments on it unless you decide that you do want to exit. But in exiting, you'll likely give up the profit that's built into the intrinsic value of the in-the-money call option that you own. Now, we'll get into the trades for this upcoming week. This week, we'll start looking at trades in the November expiration month. And November expiration is 6 weeks away, which may be a little bit far for some of you, considering the amount of time, the amount of risk that amount of time holds. Of course, this upcoming week is also October expiration, so all of your October options will move towards pricing at intrinsic value or they'll quickly go to zero. So we're going to start off the week as usual with the covered call, looking at TG Therapeutics, symbol TGTX. T as in Tango, G as in Golf, T as in Tango, X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $31 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling that November 32 call at $3.70, hoping for a maximum return of 15% in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying TGTX stock for $31 per share and then concurrently selling the November 32 call at $3.70. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $32 per share, and the break-even price on this is $27.30 per share. In real terms, that stock purchase will require $3,100 or $3,100, and you will collect $370 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is a credit spread. We are looking at SunPower Corporation, symbol S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, W as in Whiskey, R as in Romeo. The stock ended the week at $17.43 per share. I'm looking at selling the November 16-15 put spread at 37 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 63 cents per spread in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by selling the November 16 put at $1.92 and concurrently buying the November 15 put for $1.55. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $16 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $15.63. Now, in real terms, you would receive $37 per spread that you sell, and you have $63 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread on the United States Natural Gas Fund, symbol U as in Uniform, N as in November, G as in Golf. Stock ended the week at $12.38 per share, and I'm looking at buying the November 11-12 call spread for 67 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 33 cents or a 49.25% return in 6 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the November 11 call for $1.95 and concurrently selling the November 12 call at $1.28. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $12 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $11.67 per share. And in real terms, you will pay $67 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $33 per spread. So that's it for the trades for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. I can tell by the numbers going up. And also, thanks for just emailing me and riding along with me for this journey. I love option trading. I'm assuming if you can put up with this show, which really just dives into option trades, you must love it too. So if you have any questions, definitely email me. Thanks again for the questions that you guys emailed for the topics of the week. And if there are any more out there, please do. Don't forget to email me. And as usual, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.